This is Family Court Vision,
the podcast where a woman and her son discuss all things basketball.
In the MNBA, we talk about injuries and illnesses and six open head coaching positions. Which team is going to fire their head coach next? WNBA news, All-Star Game, Twitter tea, the Phoenix Mercury. Turns out Griner's not their biggest whiner. The Our Movie Review of the Mighty Max. How many cliches fit into one movie script? And Our Game, find out if Mother really does know best.
That's good. That's some good play on words there. Long episode again. Buckle in. It's because we had a wild Wednesday in basketball news. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for being here. Let's boogie.
Welcome to episode 25 of Family Court Vision. It is 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June 16th. How are you, Jeff? We were both waiting for the other one to say it.
So yeah, sometimes you say the how are you, Jack, and sometimes I'm like, yep, sure is. That's, I feel like that's usually the thing.
And neither one of us started.
No. Mm-hmm. But I'm good. 25 episodes.
Wow.
Wow.
25.
That's, so we've been doing this for over half of a year now.
I mean, I guess if you count the weeks we took off, but
yeah, I think we've skipped at least 2 weeks. So,
because a year is 52 weeks, so you know,
right,
yeah.
But that's okay.
You were including the weeks that we took off.
Yes, I was definitely doing.
Yeah. Well, I have some really exciting news this week.
I'm ready. Hit me with it.
We tried a new taco place last night.
Whoa!
I know, right?
Stop everything.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
And it's a new place too, not just new to us.
It's
by the old DMV in Huntington. Uh-huh. It's called Tommy Tacos.
How was it?
Well, first of all, I ordered online, but I went to pick it up, and the place has a really cool vibe. It's just like a storefront kind of place with a couple of tables inside, but I liked it. I want to go actually eat there.
Okay, cool.
And they had some interesting things. I don't remember what everybody else got, because they had like tacos, burritos, whatever, but they had like, you could build your own, or they have some kind of Tommy's sauce or something, but I got a baked potato with salsa and cheese and all the other taco kind of stuff on it. And they also had street corn, which was also very good. Yeah. Tasty. So maybe you'll come home and visit and we can get some Tommy tacos.
I'm coming home tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Just for the tacos.
Well, I just heard about it.
Just
and
decided,
you know what?
Right now.
You know what? I'm out of here.
Oh, okay. I don't have to pick you up, do I?
Maybe from the train station.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Oh, good. I'll be glad to see you.
And have yeah, I'll be glad to see you too.
Uh-huh. How about you?
I am good. This weekend was the celebration of a friend's birthday. We all went into the city and got brunch together, which was very nice.
Nice.
A lot of fun. And then on Sunday, we went to that art experience that I think you knew that I was going to. We didn't love it, so I'm not going to say what it was.
But okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a new thing that you have to get tickets for.
Yes.
I heard there are two of them. I wonder if you got it for the good one or the bad one.
Well, we learned that the hard way. In that we got off the subway and we were like, nope, still a 30-minute walk away. So.
All right, maybe we'll talk more about that this weekend. Dad and I saw In the Heights.
Yeah, we watched it from home here, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am an In the Heights musical aficionado. Like if you could get your doctorate in it, I could write a thesis about it. And I had some issues with the movie because I didn't think some of the change. I liked some of the things they added. They added some new themes and I really liked them. And I understand not everything can stay, but I didn't agree with some of the things they changed and deleted. So you and I will have to have an in-depth conversation about that over the weekend because I'm sure that you also didn't love it.
I have some thoughts.
But I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that I saw it. It felt very joyful. The choreography was amazing. I thought the direction was really good. Just some story changes I wasn't thrilled with. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll have to talk more.
Okay. Let's get into our first segment of the day. Basketball news of the week. And oh my God, what a crazy Wednesday this has been.
Crazy Wednesday.
We got a lot to talk about.
Well, I don't know where you want to start, but I just want to say that the Space Jam curse strikes again.
Who?
Remember we talked about the Space Jam curse and how everybody except one player who's in Space Jam The New Legacy all were not playing. Either their teams were out or they were injured, and only Chris Paul was left. You weren't listening when I was telling this whole story, like two podcasts.
I didn't remember that Chris Paul is in that movie, but okay.
Wow. Am I making that up?
No, I believe you.
But bazinga, there goes the Space Jam curse. Full force.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So specifically?
He's out indefinitely for COVID protocol.
Yeah.
Like the word indefinitely feels like it means forever. It just means we don't know when, but it feels like it means infinity.
Yes, it does.
You're right. When someone says someone's out indefinitely, I'm like, oh my God. But it doesn't mean that. So I have to reframe my brain to realize that infinity and indefinitely are two different words.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's out for COVID protocol. What does that mean? I don't know. Lots of people are saying he was vaccinated a few months ago. So does that mean he tested positive? And if so, then he's out for longer than if he was just contact traced. But if he was contact traced and vaccinated, he's not out that long. So what does it all mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know either. There was an announcement later in the day, which they do every Wednesday, of the number of positive tests. Now the total number of tests is going down because less players are now still playing, so less players need to be getting tested.
Right.
But there, after 3 weeks of zero positive tests, there was one positive test this week.
One.
And that there, you know,
and
you
coincidentally, there's one player who's out on COVID protocol.
Right. And so, if that's the case, if he's the one, I mean, obviously, first and foremost, we hope
hope he's okay. Yeah.
Right.
Whoever that player is, we hope they're okay.
But second of all, it does sound like he was vaccinated both, you know, over the past couple of weeks, there's been multiple hints at that. If that is the case, hopefully this is a false positive and, mm-hmm. you know, we can just move on. But mm-hmm. if it is a real positive and it is him, then I think that's at least 2 weeks he's out, which would mean he's pretty much out for the entire next series, which is
not good for his team.
This guy just over and over and over and over in his career just has the worst luck. If this is the case, hopefully it is not. But
I've heard that. I don't know what the luck is, but I've heard that he has bad luck.
It's mostly been injury luck for him. Obviously, this is an injury. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, 2 nights ago or whenever the Suns closed out, they swept the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. He scored 37 points in the game. It was this big, like, Chris Paul love fest. He's never been to a finals before. Now he's 4 wins away from getting there. And the team looks awesome. And, you know, he's an old point guard. He's one of the best point guards ever. But a finals trip and maybe even a finals win could vault him into all-time status. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this is not going to hinder that from happening.
Yeah, well, he just played Sunday. So if there's a positive test involved, I would think that contact tracing probably would be looking at other people who were in that game on Sunday.
Yeah.
So
There was,
let's not put the cart before the horse, but you know, that's just a thing in my head.
Yeah. There was after the game in which they finished they swept the Nuggets and were moving on to the next round, he went up into the stands to like hug his family.
Mm.
Which might, some people are saying that might be where this came from, that like we don't, you know, they don't know who was around. So it's that, and hopefully that is the case, that it's just a precautionary thing. They'll, you know, he'll test a couple times over the next couple days and we'll move on. But
yeah. And that's not the only thing.
It is not.
Mm-mm. We got Kawhi Leonard.
We do got Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, who has a knee.
He has two of them, actually.
One's not so good right now.
Yeah, one is not so good. It was announced like early today that he's out for tonight for game 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the day, the news seemed to get worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Of like, he might be out a couple games. He might be out indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a season ending kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And he's a Clipper.
He's a Clipper.
But there's also a Jazz who's out.
Yes, there is a Jazz who's out.
Mike Conley has a hamstring.
Right.
Okay.
Who's definitely out tonight for their game. And, you know, who knows going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who knows what that means for that series. They're tied 2-2 right now. Selfishly, I'm hoping that that series goes 7 games, because then it pushes off the Western Conference Finals, so that hopefully Chris Paul and those two other guys, you know, whichever team comes out of that, can hopefully be ready for that.
Yeah, because that game, if it goes the whole 7, then that first game of the next series is on Tuesday, I think.
Oh, that late. Oh, okay. So,
it goes through Sunday. If needed.
Game 7 would be on Sunday.
Yeah, it's tonight, Friday, and Sunday, if needed.
5-6, uh-huh.
And if it goes through Sunday, the first game in the next round is Tuesday. If it doesn't, the first game's on Sunday.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm just for everybody's sake, I just hope that goes 7 so we can push that back as far as we can.
I have a question about all NBA teams.
We'll get there in a second.
Okay, sorry. Oh, I see you wrote KD. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, real quick, 76ers and Hawks. Luckily, at this point, it doesn't seem like there are any major injuries affecting that series. Joel Embiid was hurt a little bit at the beginning, but he's been able to play every game. And that series is tied 2-2. The Hawks are much better than I thought or was giving them credit for. Mm-hmm. I thought the 76ers would easily win this in 4 or 5 games, and they've looked really good. They had a thrilling game on Monday night. That came down to the wire. It was a comeback by the Hawks. But that's an exciting series. And then Nets and Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a roller coaster of a series. The Nets won the first two. I think we spoke after the first two games and looked dominant. It looked like, you know,
that was
without James Harden, that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, this will be quick. Then the Bucks won game 3 in a close one. Game 4, right at the beginning of the game, Kyrie gets hurt, unfortunately. And the Bucks win that game pretty easily. So the series is tied 2-2. The series is tied 2-2 with Kyrie hurt. James Harden came back for last night's game, but was like a shell of himself. He is not ready to play. He's probably at 50% at best. And so it was like, listen, all the momentum, unfortunately, is going the Bucks' way, you know, due to bad circumstances. And, you know, they could take a commanding 3-2 lead last night with no Kyrie and a hurt James Harden. Going back to Milwaukee for game 6, they could win this thing in 6 games, you know, win 4 straight games and win this thing. And then Kevin Durant happened. And Kevin Durant... he had a 49-point triple-double. I believe he went for 49, 17, and 10.
Hmm.
Just an all-time performance. Probably, maybe his best game that he's ever played in his entire career for an already all-time great player. This game, whether they win or lose the series, is going to be talked about for the rest of his career. It's going to be brought up as, you know, one of his defining moments.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is so incredible about basketball to me, is that it is a team sport. But when it gets down to it, the all-timers can say, get out of my way. We're not losing this game. I refuse to let us lose this game. And that is just an incredible, awe-inspiring thing to watch when somebody does that and somebody elevates their game to that level. I'm not a Kevin Durant fan, but I acknowledge that he is one of the all-time great players. Last night, I think, vaulted him even higher. And with a championship this year, he'd go even higher. So it was just, there's nothing you can say. Just a fantastic all-around game. Just insane. Just putting the team on his back. And yeah. Okay. All NBA. What's the question?
All right. So all NBA teams were announced. So I saw five all NBA teams announced. First team, second team, third team, and then all defensive first and all defensive second. Mm-hmm. Except that what does all defensive first and all defensive second mean? What does that mean? Because it's still all the same positions. GGFFC.
Yeah. The defensive teams are it's a separate category voted on for the best defensive players, not necessarily the best all-around players. But if you're putting together the best defense you possibly can, these are the 10 best players among the two teams.
Okay. There. So I looked through these five teams, and what I discovered is that, so first of all, in first, second, and third teams, all NBA teams, there are no repeats of teams.
I didn't notice that.
So I guess that's on purpose?
No, not necessarily. Yeah, I mean, it's. I think last year both LeBron and AD made first team All NBA, so not necessarily. But I think it's a common theme of this season is that unfortunately so many people have been hurt that either the first or the second best player on your team was probably hurt for a big chunk of this season. So there's really only one player for each team that's kind of eligible. So
then another thing I noticed is that some people were are in the all defensive first and second team who are also in the all NBA teams.
A couple Which means of people. That they're good. They're really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then the third thing I noticed is that I did a little tally of which teams were represented, because in the all defensive teams, there were repeats of teams that are in the players of the all NBA teams. And what I noticed is that the 76ers had three players. Three, among these two. Five teams.
Uh-huh.
And someone, Joel Embiid, was on the second team for both the NBA and the all-defensive team. So, I mean, technically they had four players, although number two of them were the same person. So they're the only ones who had three players among these teams. And then the Warriors had two. That was the second place.
I'm guessing that was Steph for all NBA and Draymond Green for defensive.
Those are correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. You know, I like stats.
Yeah, you do. The all NBA team thing is a cool way to look at basketball in terms of history, because these are about the 15 best players this year. You know, positions gets a little weird, so some guys were probably right on the cusp. But, you know, looking back on any year, I can say, who were the 15 best players that year? And I can look at this. The good and bad thing about the All-NBA team is that it affects player salaries and the kind of contracts that they can sign. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum both just missed out. They were, like, I think, the next two highest vote getters. Had they been on one of these All-NBA teams, the next contract they sign, they would have been eligible for like $30 million more dollars over the contract. So by just missing the cut, each of them lost out on $30 million.
I feel like they're going to be okay financially, though.
Yes, yes.
I think they're going to be okay. Both of them, I think they'll both be okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But it
just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But it is crazy that like people can vote on these things that like can have these huge impacts. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Then your pick, LaMelo Ball, Rookie of the Year. You knew it.
I did. Yes. Yes, he sure did win Rookie of the Year. I don't know why they announced this last. Like, I don't know why MVP wasn't last. Mm-hmm. But yeah, LaMelo Ball won Rookie of the Year. So
maybe they were he was injured and then he came back and then maybe they were like, let's just wait and see. Let's just see. Maybe he's not. I don't know. Let's watch.
Maybe. Yeah.
You think that was the boardroom conversation?
I sure. Yeah. All let's right. go with that.
All right. Lots of coach movement.
Yeah.
There are currently 6 head coaching vacancies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Including 2 announced today.
I know that for sure. You don't need to like
okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Confirm it. Yes, it's true.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Including 2 that were announced today.
Mm-hmm. Wizards and somebody else. Pelicans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mavericks GM also parted ways with the Mavericks.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After a long time, I think. He was with the team for 20 years or something.
Yes. Long, long time.
So, yeah. Crazy amount of movement today. Stan Van Gundy from the Pelicans, just after his first year, was fired. And then Scott Brooks of the Wizards was with them for a couple of years. They describe that as a mutual parting of ways. I don't really know what the difference is between those. Mm-hmm. I think technically maybe his contract was up and they were like, we're not going to sign a second one or something. But
they're like, listen, dude, you're not really doing that well. And he's like, well, I'm quitting. So there.
I guess so. He was like, we're on the same page here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not doing well because I got my foot out the door. That's why.
Yeah. We're making this decision together. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, ready? 1, 2, 3. I'm leaving. You're fired.
Yeah. 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 So exciting. We'll have a lot of open coaching spots. I know interviews are already starting for some of the ones mm-hmm. that were announced last week. Mm-hmm. And in New Orleans, one of their assistant coaches is Teresa Weatherspoon, who's a former Liberty player.
That's right.
And she, I saw today, is being interviewed, I believe, for that job. And
she should be.
So
there's also rumors that 4 other coaches might mutually part ways.
Do you know who?
I don't know their names, but I know the teams. Pistons.
Dwayne Bulls, Casey.
Bulls.
Bulls. Billy. Oh, what's his name? This O'Connor. Was just his first year.
Is it O'Connor?
It is not.
Oh, I thought it
was. Donovan. Billy Donovan.
Okay. Another Irish-sounding name. And then several people are predicting Kings and Bucks.
Kings should have happened a long time ago, Luke Walton. He was a bad coach with the Lakers. I don't know how he got the Sacramento job. He's been a bad coach there. And is he a
Walmart Walton?
I don't know.
Maybe that's how he gets his jobs.
He's been a bad coach at every stage of his coaching career, and he has some accusations levied against him that were kind of swept under the rug. So he should have been gone years ago. What was the last team?
Bucks.
Well, yeah. If they lose this series, that's now, I think, 3 second-round playoff exits in a row. So mm-hmm. doesn't bode well for Coach Bud. Okay, what else for NBA?
Next season schedule starting October. Kind of a normal schedule, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Just reverting back to normal. Now, this is the question that I have, and this is something I've been wondering, and obviously I'm wrong about my sort of where I'm coming from.
Uh-oh.
But there's been
You don't usually start with that assumption, so I can't wait to hear this.
There's been all this talk this year about how the Lakers and the Heat had a 71-day offseason. And that this is the shortest offseason in NBA history. And, you know, that's why there's all these injuries this year. LeBron had a whole tweet thread today.
Oh, LeBron. Ooh, that's his thing.
Right. And to be fair, there are a ton of injuries this year. And it is really affecting playoff stuff. And it is mm-hmm. so, so, so disappointing. Mm-hmm. If the finals went to Game 7 this year, they would end on June 22nd, I believe. And the next year's season is slated to start on October 19th, I think would be the first game. That is an 89-day offseason. 18 more days than the shortest offseason in history.
Does the offseason also constitute from the start of finals or from the start of the playoffs?
What do you mean?
Well, when they say 72 days, is it from the last final? What's it called? It's not the Super Bowl. What's it called?
The finals. Yeah.
The championship game. So when they say offseason, they mean from that day until opening day? Or do they mean from the end of regular season until opening day?
No, they were talking like for the Lakers and for the Heat, it was 71 days from their last finals game until the. So the teams that got out earlier had a longer one. But that's that's like. Physically, like, again, I know I'm wrong about this because clearly we've seen it. And it's not just LeBron. Like, a bunch of players have said they should have started this season later. But, like, in my mind, like, if I work out really, really hard, I have, like, the most intense workout I've ever had. I'm sore for a few days after, right? And I also understand, like, injuries. Like, if you, there's different amount, like, if you have a high ankle sprain, that's 4 to 6 weeks. And if you have a hamstring thing, that's this amount of time. But, like, if you're just talking about, like, wear and tear and, like, exhaustion from the season, I don't understand how 18 days, between 71 days and 89 days, I don't see how, like, much more recovery you're going to get. Like, if you're exhausted after the finals, how are you not, like, recovered from that in 2 weeks, let alone 3 months? You know what I mean?
And why is two weeks more a magic number?
Right. And I'll bet you $1,000 that nobody complains about the short. I mean, this one will still be shorter because this season went longer than it normally does. But, like, I'll bet you everybody's like, finally, we're back to a regular schedule. I'm like, I don't see what 18 days does more than. So I don't know.
Why don't you jump on LeBron's tweet thread and ask him?
Yeah, we'll have to get a professional athlete on our pod to talk about that. But that's just something I've never really understood.
Yeah.
And then the last thing.
This week, the NBA competition committee has met to talk about unnatural jump shot motions. They would like to limit the leaning backwards and sideways during jump shots that initiates contact and gets free throws for them.
Does that sound familiar to you at all?
Well, this is something that happened in the Liberty game the other day, but we're not going to touch on that until we get to WNBA because there's a lot more team than that. But that sounds familiar to me. What are you alluding to?
The fact that this was pretty much one of my rule changes that I proposed.
Yeah.
So clearly Adam Silver is a listener of our podcast.
Wow. That's amazing. I wish he'd promote us.
Yeah, me too.
We will give him a free 30-second advertising spot.
Yeah.
If he'll promote us.
Yeah. Give us all the NBA propaganda, whatever. We'll spew whatever you want us to spew.
Send us, and you can like send us a box of swag. And we'll do an unboxing right here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Since you're a listener, Adam Silver.
Yes.
We're just extending this courtesy to you.
I would also like a cut of this year's profits for giving you this idea on how to improve them, or maybe next year's profits, because that's the
right. That's know, my they're, idea. They're voting on it for next season. Yeah.
Right.
So some of the biggest offenders in the NBA were listed as James Harden, Luka Doncic, and Trae Young.
I love how they like called them out. They were like, these are the guys that do it the most. It's so funny.
Well, apparently they made a video of 30 of these plays. And, oh no, they made a video of a bunch of these plays. There are 30 NBA teams, right?
Yeah.
That's where the number 30 comes from. So they made a video. The NBA made a video of a bunch of these plays, sent them to all the owners or coaches or whoever's going to be voting on it. And were like, look, this is what we're talking about. So there are specific people doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. All right. Anything else at NBA?
Nope.
All right.
WNBA news of the week. The All-Star voting is open since yesterday. You can vote each day. So I have voted twice, the same people each time. You get to vote for 4-something and 6-something. Like 4 defensive and 6 offensive, or the opposite. I don't know.
I would guess 4 guards and 6 forwards is my guess.
Okay. I don't know. But whatever it is, I wrote down my 4. I don't think I took a picture of it. Did I? No. I wrote down my 10 total. And I voted yesterday. I voted again today. So I'm right in it. So obviously some of my, I can't remember everyone who I wrote down, but some of my favorites are Benaja, Leija, Jazz Jones. I'm voting for Michaela Onyewede. She's amazing.
She is amazing. And,
A and Fee.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of my votes. And the game will be on July 14th in Las Vegas. And interestingly, the way that they are setting up the two teams who are playing each other, one is Team USA and one is Team WNBA. Yeah. So it's going to be Team USA, who I'm going to guess is going to win. Just a little thought. And then Team WNBA, they're going to take the top 36 vote getters who are not on Team USA. And then the coaches are going to pick 12 of those.
And that's like the Olympic Team USA, right?
Yes. Yes. So the people who've been working hard and going to all of these trainings and are going to represent this entire country in the Olympics. So you would think they would be the most elite of the elite women's basketball players versus 12 people who didn't make that team.
Or
chose not to be on that team.
Or non-Americans. But still, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, at first I was like, why are they doing this like this? I guess maybe to start building that team's chemistry before the Olympics, mm-hmm. which, I mean, obviously I'm a fan of that.
One extra practice game.
Right. I would expect a mopping of the floor on that game.
They usually skip the Olympic year for an all-star game, but this year they're doing both. So the players voted. There's a sports entertainment group in Oakland, California, who would like to buy the Coliseum or something in Oakland. And part of what they'd like to do with it is put a WNBA team in there.
Yeah.
So that's right. That would be kind of cool. And it's the organization's called the African American Sports and Entertainment Group, and they would like to put an African American led team in there. And they also want to do shopping and retail and hotels and things. And there are a number of the other groups who are also trying. Interestingly, I didn't really read all the details of this, but like the city of Oakland is a half owner. And then like the A's are the other half owner. So whoever buys it has to like buy out the city and the A's or cooperate with the A's and buy out this. I'm not sure. There's some kind of like half and half deal they have to do there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm sure that's years away, but very exciting that process is being started. So, yeah.
Candace Parker is back.
She sure is.
She said the last game she didn't feel like she was running through the mud like she had previously.
Go ahead.
She made her first double-double of the season. And she's also going to be on the analysis team on NBC for the Olympics. She's going to be an analyst.
I think she's great. She's done the TNT NBA show. Yeah, I think she's awesome. But she, I think since coming back from injury, the Sky are 3-0. They also won their first game in which she played. I picked her for MVP. That sounds pretty valuable to me. I know she's probably missed too much time at this point for that, but you want to talk value? There's value for you.
Maybe you'll get one category right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Commissioner's Cup in the East, the Sun is solidly leading, but the Sky is a little bit behind them, not too far behind them. And in the West, the Storm and nobody else. Mm-hmm. The Sparks right now have 0-4 in their Commissioner Cup games.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not good.
I would say probably about the worst you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There was lots of drama in the WNBA this week. So Zowie B, one of my favorite former Libs, plays for the Sparks now. And she, in a game, kind of came to the defense of one of the freshman, rookie, whatever they're called, on her team. I can't remember who she was. Oh, it was Fee, right?
Yeah.
I think So she came to her defense, and they went at it a little bit. So that was some drama. But the bigger drama, what were you gonna say about that?
I think there was a suspension involved in that. Mm. I think there was you're not allowed, if you're on the bench, you're not allowed to get on the floor if there's a scuffle going on. And I think I can't remember who it was, but somebody got a one game suspension for that.
Yes, but that person who it was, and again, I can't remember who it was either, but that person who it was like the next person to be tapped to go on the floor. So they were like in that spot, you know, where you have to stand and wait until someone comes and like touches your hand or whatever you have to do. Uh-huh. They were like next up. So they were like right there. So it's not like they got up off the bench and went and did it. They were like right there. But, bigger.
Oh boy.
Liberty versus Mercury. So first what happened, I know the name Skylar Diggins-Smith, but I don't think I've ever seen her play until the other night when they played the Liberty. And whoo, what a drama queen. Oh my God. Oh my Lord.
Of course that's your take.
So no, not for the Twitter fight, for this foul prior to the Twitter fight. So Sammy Whitcomb had the ball and she was like dribbling around, trying to get around. And you know, she's moving, so her arm kind of swings out, hits Skylar Diggins-Smith kind of in the midsection. She crumples to the floor like a wrecking ball just hit her. She's in a fetal position. She looks up. She has this strained look on her face. She's gesturing that they have to take a look at the tape. She can't even stand up. She walks over to where her team is. And she's like, oh, she's bent over and standing up on her face. It's so much pain. And I saw the replay. I don't think it looked flagrant. I think that it was a part of Sammy Whitcomb like trying to, You know how when you run, you use your arms to like propel yourself? I think that's what she was doing. It did come in contact with her, so fine, whatever. Can't hate the referees for that one. But Skylar gets to take a free throw. She's fine. She walks right over. Oh, and she's at the wrong area. Oh, so she jogs over to the other one. And then she does the free throw where she needs to stretch her whole torso out. No problem whatsoever. Drama queen. People say Brittany Griner is a big crybaby, but no, I this first time I saw her play too, I think she was excellent, and I think she did a great job in that game and was solid, and I really enjoyed her. But oh my God, Skylar Diggins-Smith. So then, after the game, Bleacher Report tweets a video of Skylar Diggins-Smith doing basically the exact same move, except clearly on purpose, to Dee Dee on the libs. Mm-hmm. And then Jasmine Jones says to Bleacher Report, like, excuse me, can't you post like Benaja here? She's amazing in this game. And also, P.S. Mercury lost. Why are you posting highlights of them when they're the losers? Skylar Diggins-Smith is like, shut TF up. And Jasmine's like, those are fighting words. And then the Liberty posts this picture of Jasmine in a fresh position. So then the Mercury changes their whole Twitter account name to Skylar Diggins' Stan account and starts posting things. It was back and forth. It was crazy. But here's the craziest thing. All this drama got way more press than any WNBA game that went on at all this weekend.
Yes.
I mean, all right, cool. Let's get some news. But come on. Let's hear some news about games, too. But that was really fun and exciting. I really enjoyed it. But they don't play each other again until the end of August. So it's not like, you know, anything exciting is going to happen between now and then. However, did I tell you this? My jersey that Dad ordered me for Mother's Day arrived.
And it's a Jazz Jones jersey, right?
And it is a Jazz Jones jersey. So when I go to Mercury games, I'm going to wear that.
When you head down to Phoenix for those games?
Well, if I ever do, you know what jersey I'm wearing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we'll have to get tickets for... Oh, no, that game was in Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. The next game is probably in New York in August. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should get tickets to that game. That'll be fun.
Let's go.
But yeah, there was one other thing that Skylar Diggins-Smith said at one point, kind of calling out the libs for only promoting Sabrina.
Yes, I saw that as well.
Which I think is a valid criticism. It's something that I have to check myself on constantly. Mm-hmm. Sabrina is an excellent player and was a hyped college player, mm-hmm. but there are... The league is a majority Black league, and there are players that are equal to and much better than Sabrina is at this point in her career, and including on her own team. And those players should be getting more love if they're better. And-
well, it's a little bit BS because the Liberty does promote Banaja a lot. A lot. So that team does promote Banaja all the time. After every game, they've got a post about her. They promote her all the time. So Scott was saying, tell your own team to follow that rule too. Then the regular news, yes.
Yeah, that's and more yes, criticism Sabrina, on the...
Right, Sabrina's a big name, and yes, so the Liberty also promote her. But, like, they talk about Mikayla Onyewede all the time. She's a rookie who's kicking ass. So the Liberty, I think they're pretty egalitarian with that. So,
okay. Anything else on news from a wild news week?
Oh my goodness, I don't think so. I hope not. You want me to open up my phone and see if there's anything new? There's probably 10 more things.
Yeah, no.
We don't have time for that.
We'll just let it go. Talk about it next week.
No time.
But let's get into our next segment of the day, which is our movie review of The Mighty Max.
Max, M-A-C-S, not some guy named Max.
Right, yeah.
Just what, we're an audio thing here, so I just want to make sure people have it.
Yes. This is going to be a long episode, too. I just looked at the time. okay, cool. What'd you think? What do you want to talk about?
All right, so The Mighty Max, just overall, as I was watching it, I was thinking, okay, so let me just back up briefly that when you were young, so you're a theater person. Everybody knows that, I think, at this point. So when you were younger and we would come and see you in a show, like, you're a pretty serious theater person. Like, you take your shows and your performances serious. Not that you don't have fun with it, but, like, you're not just there to goof around. You're there to put on a performance. So even when you were younger and we'd come to one of your shows and you ask what we thought, we were not allowed, not that you said we're not allowed, except that your reaction probably the first time we did this made it clear we were not allowed to say that we thought the show was cute. You found cute to be a huge insult to a show you were in. Like, how was the show? Oh, it was cute. You'd be like,
Great impression of me. Yeah.
Thanks. This movie was cute.
Yes, I think that is accurate.
So that's what I think.
Yeah, it was cute. It was, it was not a great movie. I think it covered a great topic. I think a really mm-hmm. important topic.
And it's based on actual events and actual people.
Mm-hmm. So this was, it was a story about Kathy Rush, who was a women or Yeah, was a women, she's still alive, but was a women's basketball, women's college basketball coach for
Immaculata,
which when she took over the program was this tiny school that didn't even have a gym and mm-hmm. had like no jerseys and, had no shot
of school.
Yeah. And had no mm-hmm. shot of competing with the big schools. And she turned them around and mm-hmm. they won three straight national championships in mm-hmm. like her first 4 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, typical basketball movie focusing on a coach turning a program around, mm-hmm. But obviously based on real events.
Mm-hmm. Heavy exposition at the beginning.
A lot. Yeah.
She's riding in her car. She's listening to the news. The news immediately brings up Nixon, Vietnam, and women's lib. So, okay, we get it. We're in the 70s. We understand exactly where we are. You can stop with all the references here. Like, got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's a Hall of Famer. She's inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, as are, I think, at least one of the players, maybe more.
Yeah. Well, one of her players from not the first year she was there, I think the second year, is Marianne Stanley, who's the head coach of the Indiana Fever.
Yeah. I figured that out after the movie, but mm-hmm. that's really, really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and there were other names I recognize as well, but like that, you know, that's a specific WNBA reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I watch movies that are cover a time that I wasn't alive for, like it always feels so distant from me. Like even like it's even hard for me to realize like, okay, somebody coaching in the 70s, like are they even still like how old are these people? Mm-hmm. But yeah, then to be like, oh my God, they're like literally one of these players or like essentially one of these players is a current WNBA head coach.
Right.
It's like,
right.
That's such a modern thing. So that's so cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Carla Gugino was in this.
This is our movie legend.
Basketball movie.
Mm-hmm. Along with the guy we talked about last week. Yeah.
Who did we talk about last week?
There was somebody, or maybe 2 weeks ago, there was somebody.
Oh, the guy who,
White Men Tupac Can't Jump. Movie. Who is also in,
yeah.
I think those are the only two repeats we've seen, besides Shaq.
Yeah. Besides every basketball player who ever played basketball.
Yeah.
Kathy Rush's character's wigs were pretty awful.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Like I've gotten better wigs from Party City than the wigs that they had on her. They were pretty awful. Ugh.
Yeah.
And the uniforms the girls had to wear, which was part of the storyline. It's not like the costumer did a bad job with the uniforms. Those girls looked like they were trying out for Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. But they were accurate. They were like,
that's what I'm saying. It wasn't the costumer's fault. That's what it was. Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. And you saw the players on the other teams had like actual basketball uniforms.
Yes. And you know what's funny? Like the fact that dresses are what is thought to be proper. You know, this was a Catholic girls' school. So dresses are proper. Meanwhile, if you're running around on a basketball court in a dress, your dress is going to come up and everyone's going to see your underwear. If you're running around in shorts, that's not going to happen. Like what the heck?
Yeah. No comment on that, but yeah.
Kathy's husband, Ed, was not supportive, and I was very happy after the movie to learn that he is Kathy's ex-husband, Ed, in real life. So he was quite a jerk.
And unfortunately, accurate to real life.
There was some kind of scandal, right?
Well, scandal, but there were like quotes that came out of him being like, Kathy, when you lose this game, or what the hell? Yeah. Like, there was a scene in which he was like, you're doing something that nobody cares about. And I was like, whoa, okay, divorce right there. Like, how dare you say that? And then turns out, like, the real guy was actually saying that. So, divorce years later. But
very happy to hear that he's her ex-husband, Ed. Glad and, she's moved on from that.
Was a NBA referee in the 70s.
Right. Yeah.
Not the first NBA referee to have to be a big jerk. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. There were lots of sound bites in this movie. Here was my favorite one from early on. If you can't trust your teammate to tell you your lipstick is bad, how can you trust them in the, I don't know, some kind of basketball turn?
Uh-huh.
This is, you know, this was coaching.
That's passed down knowledge, you know? Mm-hmm. We all know that now, so.
I mean, she was like, okay, everybody look at, you know, whatever her name is, Susan. What do you think of her lipstick?
She was like, her lipstick sucks,
guess
right?
What? Guess what? Her lipstick sucks, and none of you told her. So how is she supposed to trust you when she's in the paint? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Lots of sound bites like that.
Uh-huh.
And the actor who played the nun, who was the assistant coach...
Mm-hmm.
Found her fame as Wendy Peppercorn in The Sandlot.
Oh, would you look at that?
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Another interesting fact. Seven members of the 1972 Immaculata Championship team were dressed as nuns in one of the scenes that took place like in their, you know, church school service or whatever. They had to pass a note down the pew to give to somebody. So seven members of that team were in that. That's so fun.
Yeah, that is fun. And speaking of that team, there's like, I think four different players that played in that like 3 or 4 year span that went on to become like very successful basketball head coaches at college and the professional level.
Yeah. Yeah. Penn State. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one who, like, the kind of star of the team who hit that free throw at the end, mm-hmm. her, like, the real person, I think, is also a Basketball Hall of Famer. I think she coached in a college for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And there's a hole on Kathy Rush?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot her name for a second. On her Wikipedia page, I was looking at it today, there's a whole coaching tree that's there, mm-hmm. that it shows, yeah. all the players that played under her that became coaches, and then coaches that played under, uh-huh. those coaches that became coaches. So,
mm-hmm. And there were also this team also had some cool firsts. They were the first women's basketball game at Madison Square Garden.
Which is huge. Yeah.
The first women's college to play outside of the U.S. They played in Australia, and the first undefeated college team for a whole season.
Yeah. Really, really cool stuff. And I was seeing, yeah. I think the official, like, March Madness women's tournament didn't start until the early 80s, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. this was like, you know, sort of the beginnings of growing that game, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
so
really
cool.
All I got.
Cool topic and cool people. Not a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a great movie. If, you know, it was like a, you know, TV movie, whatever. It was fine.
Yeah. All right. Have you already said, like, at least in most favorite?
Yeah. I'm going to say those wigs were my least favorite. Oh, and Ed. Ed was my least favorite.
Yeah, Ed was my least favorite as well. Yeah. My most favorite, and this is a joke that is used in any media in which nuns are in it, but it gets me every time. It's like when nuns are doing un-nun-like stuff, like they were, like, yelling at the refs in one of the, mm-hmm. scenes. That's always just fun, mm-hmm. to me. This is, mm-hmm. a fun little joke. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, another thing I didn't like, no fun music. They did, yeah. sing. They sang the song When the Saints Go Marching In, but it wasn't Saints. It was like When the Sun Goes Shining In or something.
Yeah.
Did they not get the rights for those lyrics? Like, what the heck? I don't even understand. Yeah. Like, it's a Catholic school. They probably could sing about saints.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know on that.
Anyway, all right.
All right. What's your rating?
3.5.
So, ooh. 3.25.
Uh-huh. Which puts it just above semi-pro, I think.
Yes.
I don't have the whole list of scores. I got to get those.
I don't either. Yeah, I'm going to have to put that all together. Mm-hmm. But what are we watching next week?
Full Court Miracle. We got to balance out the religions.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. So watch.
And then I have the next several listed here too. So you, in our little script, you'll be able to see what the next several are as well. But next week is Full Court Miracle.
Perfect. So check that out. And now we're going to move on to our last segment of the day, which is So You Think You Know Me? Okay.
Nice.
So for 24, I think we skipped 1 week with games, but I think we've played 23 games so far.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think all 23 have been basketball related.
Uh-huh.
Which makes sense because we are a basketball podcast. However, right. our whole, like, gimmick here is that we're also mom and son.
Yeah.
It's in our name, Family Court Vision. Family Court Vision. So, yeah. for once, we're going to just play a family game.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
I am very nervous about this. So, basically what this is going to be, it's sort of like a Newlyweds, but for mom and son. We have our producer, Aaron, who's on, and he's going to ask us a bunch of questions. Favorite stuff, if you could do this, blah, 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 blah. And then we're each going to answer them for ourselves and for what we think the other person would answer on that question.
Okay.
And then we're going to see how many we get right about the other person's answer.
So what am I writing down? Which answer?
So I can show you my...
My own? I'm going to write my own?
So I have it broken down. So I'm going to write my answer on top and what I think your answer will be. That's how I'm breaking down my little whiteboard here.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to keep score down here in the bottom corner. Okay. So I will be completely transparent. I came up with these questions and I sent them to Aaron to read to us.
I have never heard them before.
I think it is a little fair because you have known me for all my life. I have not known you for all of yours. So if there's any, like, childhood questions, you get a lot more advantage on that than I do.
Well, I feel like in your teenage years, you probably didn't share, and even now, probably didn't share everything with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think whatever. We're just gonna do it.
We'll do our best.
And God Aaron, if you have any like the cupcake question you asked us last week, if you want to throw any of those in, feel free. Okay. But okay. So whenever you are ready.
All right. The first question is, what is your family member's favorite food?
Okay. You got it, Mom?
I do.
Okay.
This is stressful to me. And then what are we going to do? We're just going to show each other? I mean, we have to say it, obviously, because we're on a podcast, but like reveal it by showing each other or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Hey, let's go.
Oh! Pizza, pizza, and pizza, pizza for the win. Awesome. I raised you right.
Yes. Good job. It was mac and cheese for much of my life, but living in Buffalo and being without that tri-state area pizza made me miss that pizza. So,
and we just shared some pizza.
Just regular cheese. Yeah.
Just cheese
pizza.
Mm-hmm. I know you like the barbecue, Jack.
Yes, I do. But just plain straight pizza, I can eat for every meal for the rest of my
breakfast,
life.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah,
I could do that with ice cream too, but like I felt like ice cream wasn't a food, like pizza's a food.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
True. All right.
You're cool. Keeping track of the score, Jack, for both of us?
Just for me. I'm just writing down which ones I'm getting right, so.
Okay.
All right, next question. What was your first job?
Okay, this.
God, I hope I'm right.
About your own or about mine? Okay, ready? One.
I'm ready.
Three. Okay.
No. You cannot count Value Drugs. They did not pay you. You quit. You went to that job. You went to that job one time, and you hated it, and you left, and they never paid you. That is not a job.
Okay.
That is not a job. You volunteered there for one shift.
Okay, fine.
You cannot count that.
Fine.
But what'd you say about me?
I said ice cream. I couldn't remember the exact.
You can have a half. You can have a half a point for that. And I'm taking a point for Panera because that was the first place that actually paid you for your service. Sopa caliente, Jack.
Yes.
So Jack gets a half point?
Jack gets a half point.
Apparently.
And I'm taking a full point for that one.
Okay, fine.
What is your favorite vacation that you ever went on? I believe this is supposed to mean together.
Okay.
Together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Favorite vacation? I hope I don't have to be too specific. I'm ready.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Hell yeah!
Woo!
Good job, Mom.
Disney. Yeah, we've been to Disney together several times.
Yes. I don't think we've ever talked about this on this pod, but you're a full-blown Disney adult.
I am.
You very seriously considered moving us, like us living and growing
as
up.
As a family.
As a
family. In celebration.
In Celebration, Florida.
Yes.
Just a few minutes away from Disney.
Wow. And Dad and I are considering retiring there, so.
Yeah.
Just so you know that.
And to be fair, that's like, I love Disney too. That's absolutely me too, so.
We, Dad and I went there on our honeymoon also.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, All right.
What is your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Okay. I don't know, but we'll see. Feels like you're writing a lot, Mom. What is that?
Like a novel is being written. Yeah. Right now.
I don't know what that means.
I'm ready. You ready?
1, 2, 3. Oh God. Whoa. chill. Whoa.
What did you put down for me?
I put down bourbon. I know that's like a new thing.
Oh, bourbon is new. Yeah, margarita. You can never go wrong with a margarita. And what did you say yours is?
Mine is a vodka cranberry.
Well, that's pretty close to what I said. I said some wimpy spiked seltzer. That's some wimpy vodka drink.
Oh,
I mean,
that's better than
vodka and water, like a friend of yours likes to drink. But yeah.
Oh man.
All right, neither of us gets the point for this one.
Cool.
No, you called me out. Oh my God.
I know.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Okay. If you want to walk over to your recycles can and show us what's in there?
I do not want to do that because it would prove me right.
Alrighty. What is your favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday?
This one I'm just purely guessing on you.
Favorite holiday?
You got it?
Mm-mm. I'm making something up for myself. I'm ready.
Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay. You were right on me. You get the point.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Cause you like to eat all that food.
Yeah.
And also
family time.
And our family tradition.
Our family tradition of eating M&Ms while we watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's our breakfast, M&Ms.
Yes. Wow. Right. Very healthy here. Yes. I guess July 4th for you because I know you love the summer. So
I
didn't think specifically that holiday, but just
yeah, I'm gonna say I don't really have a favorite holiday. I couldn't think of one, but I like that. I was gonna write like the Tony Awards or something, but I considered writing
for you Oscars or Tonys, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I feel like this is a very opinion-based question. But
okay.
Who is the most...
Well, we both have strong opinions. So.
Yeah.
Who is the most famous person you have ever met?
I'm definitely forgetting somebody for you, Mom. But I think this might still be the most famous person anyway.
I don't know. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay. Yep, you got mine right again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're actually right about that. Rosie's more famous than Alan Cumming, so I'll give you credit for that one.
Okay.
I forgot about that. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to say Santino Fontana, but I know that's just in my heart that he's the most famous person.
Yeah.
I love him. Broadway star Santino Fontana.
Mine would be Corbin Blue from the hit Disney Channel series High School
Musical. Whoa!
Oh.
Where did you meet Corbin Blue?
I saw him on Broadway when he was in Holiday Inn.
Oh, nice!
Yeah,
very nice.
I waited outside like a weirdo. All right. Do you believe in ghosts/aliens?
I'm gonna say you can answer both of those for, you know what I mean? Like if you believe in one but not the other, Mom. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
You wrote a lot of letters.
Okay, again, you're right. I guess that you might have believed in aliens, but not ghosts. But I guess neither of us believe in either of them. So
no. And in my head, I'm like, well, I don't know if I should say that because what if they really exist? And then, but that, I know that's just me being socialized, just like with God.
We're getting, whoo.
It's getting hot.
Somebody turn up the temperature in here. All right.
Well, oh, okay. What is one thing about the other person that drives you crazy?
I feel like he, look how fast he's writing down. My God, he's so rude. I can't even think of anything about him.
I can't pick just one.
He's so rude. All right, let me think.
All of these were gotten from a website except this one question.
Right? He's like, I'm going to unload on my mother right now. Read that again, Aaron. Read that again. I gotta feel that one.
What is the one thing about the other person that drives you crazy?
Aaron, I did take some of these from looking back at our old e-board meetings and looking at the icebreaker questions that we used.
Those were always really good.
Yeah, I literally did. I spent a lot of my day today going through our old e-board meetings. Okay, you got it, Mom?
Wait, I can't remember. Why does this happen to me? I'm in the middle of the game now. I don't remember which. I wrote me and I wrote Jack. So am I supposed to write under Jack what your answer is going to be?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because that's what I did. Well, I didn't write anything because I don't think I'm okay. I'm ready.
Okay, ready? One, mm-hmm. 2, 3. yeah, that's what I said too. Uh-huh.
What'd you say?
I said you're aggressive driving. And yeah, communicating, and doesn't ever respond to text.
Lack of communicating.
God, you're killing. How many points do you have?
I think that seven. I have 7. Oh, good. Because I didn't remember
it's
if I was.
7 to 4.5 right now.
That half point is really keeping me in this thing.
It's helping you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What is the one place that you've never been that is at the top of your bucket list?
You will not get this about me, Mom, just so you know. I'm very open. I'm very loud about the things that I like and dislike, but I don't think I've ever talked about this.
Wow. Okay.
But same goes for you. I'm probably going to get yours wrong too.
If you ask me this question tomorrow, I'd probably have a different answer. I'm ready.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Prague. Wow. All right, so you guessed that
Ireland's Ireland's a good idea. That's a good one.
So I think you want to go to Ireland. You think I want to go to Prague. I actually want to go to Rome, and you want to go to California.
Yeah, I thought that because you were like, you'll never get this. So I was like, let me pick something random. Ireland was definitely at the top of my list until you did the ancestry DNA test and found out that I'm probably a lot less Irish than I thought I was.
Yeah. Sorry.
You ruined that dream for me, Jack.
Okay.
All right.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
This again is like, I feel like this is open to interpretation on. So mm-hmm. I don't think we'll get these right. But
okay, ready?
Uh oh. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. Okay. We're pretty close here. I'm definitely
the same thing.
I'm definitely right on you.
Yes, you are. I think you said that my biggest pet peeve is idiots, and I said that my biggest pet peeve is stupid people. So you are correct. And I said yours is arrogant people, and you said hypocrites.
That's okay.
I think you both get points.
Which is pretty close. I think so too.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, we follow each other on Twitter, so I think that, you know, helps to unveil what we're peeved about.
You just have to, well, mostly I'm peeved about like Lakers coaching decisions, but besides that.
All right.
Okay.
If you could live in any historical time period for a few days, which would you pick?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. I was right.
You got me. Yeah. Yep. You were right.
So you want to do the 80s, and I was right.
Right. I want to go to the 80s. You were right. And I said the Revolutionary War, I'm not wrong about. It's just maybe an outdated one for you.
Yes. I still do love that era, but like, I'd be afraid I would like die of like the cold or something, you know?
Why do you want to visit the 50s?
I don't know. I like the vibe.
I also want to go to the 50s. That'd be super cool.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, I think that awesome music in the 50s. So that would be good for you.
I think like the way I style my hair too, and like maybe the way I dress, just like jeans and a t-shirt. Like, I feel like I would fit in well in the 50s.
I would also just want to find one boomer that's being lazy, and they could never tell me back in my day. This one guy, he was pretty lazy.
That's right.
All right, last one. Okay. If you could have any superpower, which would you choose?
You got it?
I got it.
One, two, three. Oh, okay. So you were right that I want to fly. Right. I thought you wanted to teleport, but really you want to be invisible.
I want to be invisible. But you know what? The ones that I wrote down are the classic male and female superpowers that they want to have.
Really?
Yes. Men classically, I'm not saying all men, but men classically will pick flying.
This man.
And women classically, and I fall into that pick, invisibility.
I guess I do too. Wow. Well, all right. So Aaron, have you been keeping score, Aaron?
Yes. Okay. Thank God. The final score was 9 to 6.5.
Woo!
All right, I'll take it. I figured that's what it would be. But that was fun.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it for episode 25. Send in questions, comments, movie thoughts, and guest suggestions to familycourtvision@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @FamCourtVision. And don't forget to subscribe or follow on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next week on Family Court Vision,
the mother of all basketball podcasts.